Tommy Sullivan is the son of a single mother who works two jobs. That same fateful evening, young Tommy snuck out of his home and rode his bike just out of town to a farmhouse. There, he hoped to meet an older woman promised a forbidden liaison. Little did the boy know, as he lay in the sensual embrace of a stranger, that another stranger was that very moment committing a murder which would have most unusual consequences. Nor did he realize that his own choices that night would have strange and terrifying consequences themselves.
That was amazing. This is the best night ever of my whole life. Can we go one more time?
Twice is plenty, kid. Besides, it's getting late and my uncle's got a habit of waking us at the crack of dawn. I can't wait to get back in the city. But till then, I need my beauty sleep.
Then we should exchange numbers so we can do this again.
You aren't getting the deal, guy. A one-night stand is one night. This was fun, but I'm not looking for a boyfriend. If I were, I think I'd pick a guy with a few more inches on him. No offense, but you could pass for my kid brother.
Yeah. None taken. Let me just put on my pants. I'll get out of your hair. Last thing I want is to seem like some clingy kid. Don't worry, lady. You'll never see me again.
As Tommy returned to his bike, he couldn't have known that the town he was returning to had changed in that short time.
Real smooth, Tommy. Way to seem like a petulant brat. If only I'd...
Whoa! Watch where you're going, punk!
Sorry.
The first clue was the sudden drop that sent Tommy careening from his bike into the thorn bush.
Oh! Someone get me a plate on that bus! Oh, my head! Ouch! Stupid thorns! Ah! A body in the water! A dead man caught in the branches! God, I think it's that nut Professor Watson! Looks like someone shot him! That creepy guy on the road! Jesus! He could be the killer! I've gotta call the cops so they can catch him! But if I do, I'll be in deep shit with my mom. Grounded till I'm 18 for sure. That's if she doesn't figure out why I came out here. If she did, I'd be deader than you are. Don't stare at me with those lifeless eyes. The answer is no. Ruining my life won't help you one bit. You're already dead. Just sink to the bottom already. I never saw a thing.
Tommy Sullivan returned home to an uncanny shrinking town. The only person not affected as the days passed, the boy's mind returned to his callous moment again and again, telling him that he deserves his bizarre affliction. Meanwhile, one close to him must face the disaster head on.
Good lord, look at the size of that sting! Get me 10 cc's of cortisone stat.
Preparing ejection site. Doctor, he's not breathing.
We need some epinephrine in this kid now!
Oh, he's breathing again.
Hook him to the respirator.
He's stabilizing, Dr. Kathy.
Good. I need a beer. Finish up here. I'll be in my office.
Doctor, the teacher who brought in the boy would like to talk a moment.
Tell her only immediate family members can visit the kid.
It's not that. She says it's a public health matter. She'd like to discuss with you something related to what happened to the boy.
Fine. Send her in. What can I do for you, Mrs. Reeves? Dr. Kathy, there's something you need to see. What in the name of God is that? It's the bee that stung little Charlie. I kept it in my purse to bring to you. It's a bumblebee, but it has to be 2 or maybe 3 inches long. Where on earth did it come from? There's an entire hive of these things in the woods behind the school. I told the sheriff and he roped off the woods, but he doesn't understand. These things are roaming far and wide. Charlie was on the playground when he got stung. If something isn't done today, I'm calling the principal and he's shutting down the school. We can't risk the lives of any more children. I'll call the sheriff and have him come take a look at this. I think once he sees it, once he knows what it did to that boy, he'll stop at nothing to get rid of that hive. I hope to God you're right.
What if she can't do anything, Mom?
We have to find out. This problem is out of hand.
I'll say, I can't even wear my own clothes anymore.
At least we're getting some use out of your no-good father's things.
Mom, I'm scared. What if I'm dying or something?
Don't even think that. Your Aunt Kathy is going to figure out what's wrong with you and fix it. That's just all there is to it. Let's get you signed in.
Dr. Kathy is a patient waiting for you at the clinic.
They'll have to keep waiting until I finish this chapter.
It's your godson, Tommy. He seems mighty upset.
Let's see what's wrong.
Hi, Aunt Kathy.
My, you've grown since the last time you came in. What are you, 6'4"? That's the problem. He's growing too fast. He's a teenager. It's pretty normal for them to shoot up like a weed. Normal? 2 days ago, he was 4'5". Okay, well, that isn't normal at all. Has he been doing anything unusual lately? Any new sports he's really invested in? Maybe enough to want an edge? Not unless you count those damn Japanese card games. Has he done anything unusual at all in the past few days or weeks?
Mom, can you go out, please?
What? I'm afraid you'll have to if he's asking for it. Fine, I only took the day off work to be here. What is it you can't tell me in front of your mother?
A couple nights ago, I snuck out of the house. There was this girl from the city I met on an app. She's staying right outside of town at her uncle's farm and was bored enough to promise sex if I went up there. So I did, and we did, and God, could this be some kind of STD?
I'm still trying to process the fact that my cute godson hooked up with some random bimbo. No, Tommy. As your doctor, I have to say there's zero chance of this growth being related to an STD. However, as your godmother, I have something else to say.
Ouch!
You stupid little bastard. What the hell were you thinking? Running off in the middle of the night having sex with a stranger, and at your age having sex at all. Did you even bring protection?
I had a knife in case she turned out to be crazy. Ow!
A condom, you idiot.
I always heard those ruin it. Stop doing that!
You had best thank your lucky stars that as a doctor I can't tell your mother about this. She'd kill you dead for taking after your father. But as your godmother, you better believe I don't need to tell her exactly what you did for her to trust that you deserve serious punishment.
But Aunt Kathy...
Don't you Aunt Kathy me. Roll up your sleeve. I'm taking a blood sample. I'll be missing the vein the first few tries.
Well, at least I don't have an STD. Ouch!
You don't know that, dumbass. Just because the growing isn't caused by an STD doesn't mean you haven't picked up AIDS or herpes. I'll need to run some samples to be sure. Try to keep it in your pants from now on.
Ow! What do you think it's caused by? This thing's got me freaked out, Aunt Kathy.
Could be a pituitary tumor. I'll check for that, too.
Jesus! I'm gonna die!
I won't let that happen. Take a piss in this jar.
Sheriff Parks is waiting for you in your office, Doctor.
To what do I owe the honor?
You left me an urgent message.
Sorry, just found out my godson's been riding a town bicycle without a seat cover.
What?
Forget it. I called you here because of this. Look in that drawer.
What is it, a rat?
Look closer. That's a bumblebee, Sheriff. There's a hive of them out by the elementary school. I was told you already knew about this.
Well, Miss Reeves called in the other day. I sent a guy out to rope off the woods. I thought she was exaggerating the truth. I've been mighty preoccupied. Ouch!
A little boy was stung by that monster because of your preoccupation. He almost died from one sting. He wasn't even in those woods you roped off. He was on the playground and it came to him.
Christ. So it's gotten this bad already. Kathy, there's something I should tell you. Even once I deal with those bees, things will only get worse. I've come to believe the whole town is in danger.
What are you talking about? out.
This will sound strange, uncanny, unbelievable, even, but you've got to believe. Something happened to this town, Kathy. We're getting smaller, day by day. People, animals, plants, inanimate objects, all shrinking. Something's happened at Watson's old lab. He may have been killed, but whatever he was doing affected us all.
Listen to yourself for a moment. You sound like you should be wearing a tinfoil hat. Granted, there have been a couple of odd cases of gigantism in the past few days, and I won't rule out a connection with Watson. But we have to be scientific about it. Let's not resort to the most extraordinary solution. More likely, we're dealing with a chemical agent. And the sooner I get to work on Tommy's blood sample, the sooner I'll figure out what the agent might be and how to counteract it. Leave the science to me, Sheriff. You just get a posse out to that school and deal with those bees.
I hope you're right about all of that. Kathy, I really do. I just don't think that you are. Only time will tell. One thing I can deal with right now is the bee problem. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. I need every available deputy down to the elementary school. And bring volunteers and a few firemen. Tell them we have killer bees near the school.
10-4, John 12.
The patient's slides are on the microscope, Doctor.
Nurse Johnson, have you altered my magnification setting?
No, Doctor. You can check for yourself. It's the same default setting as always.
You're right. This just isn't possible. According to this, Tommy's blood cells are a degree of magnification larger than they should be. Go borrow the microscope from Smith's office. I want to be sure about this. Shrinking. It simply can't be true. Yet Tommy was out of town that night.
Big turnout. Who all is here, folks?
Well, most of the deputies have made it. Granted, Thomas is still laid up, and Vince is dragging the creek for that body. Three guys from the volunteer fire department, and I'm sorry to say this, but Willie's militia caught wind.
Jesus! That's the last thing we need today.
Couldn't agree more, Sheriff, but they're here, packing Molotov cocktails and a flamethrower.
They know we're going after bees, right?
I don't think they care. One guy's got a MAC-10.
Just try to keep them out of trouble. All right, listen up, gentlemen. We have a hive of abnormally large bees in that forest.
I thought you said it was killer bees.
These things are worse, trust me. A boy with no allergies got stung by one and sent to the hospital. Each of these bugs is close in the size of a small mouse. I cannot express the urgency which we must destroy this hive. However, proceed with extreme caution.
Come on, you apes! You want to live forever?
Holy smokes! Look at the size of them!
I got a couple of cans of pesticide. I want you guys to quietly work your way around and...
Screw that! Pour on, boys!
What the hell are you doing? You've just made them mad!
Shit! They're coming this way!
Don't just stand there! Toss those goddamn cocktails!
There's too many of them bastards!
Pull back! We need a flamethrower!
One of them bees stung me!
Leave him! He's done for!
Not a chance in hell!
Give me that MAC-10! We gotta keep the bees off him!
Toss the rest of them cocktails along the tree line! Give me that flamethrower! You and you, make some more cocktails! Folks,
get Dom to the hospital. Willie, you've got to take the pesticide and the Zippo and make a second flamethrower.
That's nuts!
Just do it. We gotta go back and get in there and deal with those bugs. Come on, you ape. You wanna live forever? Since Desert Storm.
Help me.
Saddle up. We ain't done yet.
And so a new and unknown terror rears its ugly head. Sheriff Parks, militia leader Willie Bates, two unlikely allies venture deep into the forest turned hostile. Can they protect their people from the wrath of an emboldened Mother Nature, or will the town be devoured alive?